Hi guys, you're welcome to Trappetite. This is a show that will help you to become intentional about the health of your spirit, your soul, and your body. I'm your host, Idala Ogufere, also known as the Fleximum Coach. I'm a holistic fitness coach, and this is what I love to do. I love to share and help people to become better. All right, thank you all for the last episode, the love on the last episode. This has been so wonderful. I'll just dive right into today's topic, which hinges on discipline. How do you get to be deliberate about a healthy lifestyle? I love this topic because it was, it really just expressed the thoughts that I read in The Secret of the Millionaire Mind. And it made me want to, just write about these things in the light of fitness and how it relates to our own culture. And so I'm so excited about this topic. So for everyone that has sent in their questions, please feel free to keep sending the questions. It will help me give more light and direction on how to go about sharing my thoughts, and hoping that it will help you also. All right, so how do you get to be deliberate about this fitness lifestyle? How do you get to be deliberate about living healthy, a healthier lifestyle? First of all, I would say know who you are, know yourself. Okay, so this is one thing that we definitely tend to overlook in this part of the world. I am speaking from Lagos, Nigeria. I am based in Lagos, Nigeria, but I am originally from Rivers State, also in Nigeria. And so if you're watching or listening to us from any part of the world, yes, there you go. So, do you know yourself? Do you know yourself? Do you know what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, where you feel like you need to improve on, and all that? So, how do you to become deliberate, or to take any major, major decision? To take any major decision in life, you need to know where you're coming from, who you are. And so most times people just tend to just do things because every other person is doing it. I want to lose weight because this person looks good with their weight loss, and I feel like I need to lose weight just to look like them or to be like them. Do you know yourself? Do you know why you want to lose weight? Do you know why you need to be deliberate about your health, right? So I'll take this in two portions. First of all, the first step is knowing yourself. How do you get to know yourself? You need to take a mind. Knowing how you were able to navigate certain things, and these things you might not be able to do except you begin to journal or document your growth. And so one thing I like to tell people about finding how to know yourself is basically just getting a journal. Just get a journal, or just get a book dedicated to you as a person. And you're just writing out your day-to-day life, what you are able to achieve today, no matter how little it is. Just write it down, because you never know how much you have improved except you begin to document things. So how do you get to know yourself? By getting a journal and documenting things for yourself. So in the next episode, I will be sharing yes, we've known ourselves and everything. How now do we get to, break that limitation of what we have been, what the culture, our environment, what our parents have programmed in us? We'll begin to talk you know, extensively about how these things can also affect our, you know, our growth, our mindsets, you know, in achieving even feats in fitness, right? When I mean feats in fitness, I mean F-E-A-T in fitness. So basically, that's what we'll be talking about in the next episode. So I hope by before then, you would have gotten a journal and now begin to write about yourself and explore the different things that you have been able to do. So this podcast will be done weekly. Every Monday, you will get a notification. Or yeah, that's basically it. So see you again. Bye.